Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he played the Ouija boards before without a single problem. This time, nothing seemed to happen. Or did it just wait until later? That is the question today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love for you to do that. And, of course, you can also share your stories on YouTube and press subscribe over there, and you can tell us your stories in the comments section, or you can call in at 855-853-4802. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know, you and I have talked a lot about Ouija boards over the years, but have you ever used one? Like, have you like sat down and really attempted to?
I usually do it over toast in the morning.
In the morning, just sitting there eating some toast, and it's like, why not conjure a spirit?
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, it gets, kids are at school, you know, my wife's at work, and it's, you know, it gets lonely. So you conjured the devil and your day gets better. No, I don't.
You have a piece of toast
have never,
with the devil.
I've never actually attempted to use one.
I did as a kid.
Yeah. I was like forbidden.
See, and I'm older. And so for me, it was like, this is a fun little game because mom bought it for Kathy for her birthday, or it might have been for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one. Which would be really strange. And it's in the manger in the front yard. It's like, there he is. He's got your gift. It's a Ouija board. Yeah.
I kind of think it was for her birthday, though. I just remember her getting it as a gift.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I there was one time, like it's like a second cousin. He had one. We like took it out of the box for, you know, 10 seconds. And does it work? Like, was it a true attempt? No. But that, I guess, was the quickest, the most I've ever attempted over the years.
Yeah, I don't believe I ever conjured anything. I attempted to. They also had this other, it was kind of funny looking back on it. It looked like a board game, that kind of box size, but it was the Amazing Kreskin, and it was different, like ESP things. You don't hear much about ESP these days.
Yeah.
But it gave you exercises like how you could concentrate and do ESP exercises with other children.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm going to attempt to read your mind.
Yeah.
And so they had that, and then they had like the pendulum in there and some different things, which is just so funny. I can't imagine walking in on a group of kids trying to read each other's minds.
Yeah.
What color am I thinking of as I hold the color blue card to my forehead?
No, they're playing Heads Up. Or did kids play that? Remember the card game Heads Up, where you can do it on your
phone?
It's
pretty fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Fun. Like, I like it as an adult. That is a fun drinking game, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that is a fun one. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your ghost stories with us, let's hear a ghost story.
This is Dustin, Greenfield, Indiana. This took place back in about 2004. I was living in an apartment with my girlfriend at the time. And basically what happened was is, I'd played with the Ouija board before, probably 5-6 different times, and always seemed to work okay for me and never had any real problems. But this particular time, I had went out and purchased a Ouija board. I, for whatever reason, just felt the need to. Brought it home to the apartment we were staying in, and me and the girlfriend decided to play one night. and we didn't really play for very long. Nothing really happened at that time. But I put the Ouija board up in the laundry room. A couple nights later, we were both asleep in bed. She woke me up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and said she was hearing noises coming from inside the apartment. I didn't hear anything because I was asleep and didn't think anything of it, so I kind of just went back to bed. Well, about 4 or 5 nights later, I woke up and I could hear things outside of the bedroom door, but it was coming from like the kitchen area. But keep in mind, I did have a roommate at the time who was single, and he would come in late and probably been out drinking or whatever that night or the night before. And, you know, sometimes he would stumble around and make a lot of noise. So I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was just him. So anyway, I woke up one night and I could hear some things out in the kitchen area, and it sounded like cabinet doors opening, closing, refrigerator opening, closing. And I thought it was my roommate. So I got up and I walked out into the living room, and all the lights were off and there was nothing, nobody was there. So I decided to knock on his door, and he didn't answer. So I opened his door and nobody was in there. I went back to bed, kind of freaked out at that point because I'd made sure the doors were locked. And I mean, I always keep everything locked up, so nobody had gotten in. So I go back to bed. A couple nights later, actually, it might have been the very next night, I woke up at about 3 or 3:30 in the morning, and I could hear the same noises. So again, I got up, I went out, checked everything. Nothing was there. So I go back to bed. Eventually, I fell asleep. About an hour later, I woke back up, and I could hear, and this was in the middle of the summer, so we had the windows open in our bedroom in the apartment. So we had had our window open. But anyway, I go back to bed. I wake up about an hour later. It's about 4:30 in the morning. I can hear kids laughing and playing. And it's coming from outside the bedroom window. So I get up and I look out the window, and the second that I get up and I look out the window, I hear, I mean, the noise goes away. There's no kids. I had laid in bed for probably 3 or 4 minutes at least before I got up and was like, what the heck are these kids doing at 4:30 in the morning? But when I went, like I said, when I went to the window, there was no noises. So at this point, you know, I'm really freaked out. I wake my girlfriend up and I say, hey, did you hear anything? And she says, no. I said, well, this is what just happened. I told her, and she says, well, that's not what I heard, but, you know, maybe it was something else. So I, you know, I've always believed in things like this anyway. And so I, you know, I tried to play it off the best I could, but I knew something was wrong. I'm laying in bed. There's no way I'm falling back asleep at this point. Might as well just stay up. But I'm just laying there, staring at the ceiling. And then I can hear the sounds coming back from the kitchen. Again, the cabinet doors opening and closing, the refrigerator opening and closing. Only this time I'm not going to go check. Because I already know somebody. Nobody's there. My roommate had stayed the night at his girlfriend's. Nobody was home. Now, keep in mind, we also had like a little hallway nightlight. So, you know, if you got up in the middle of the night, you can go to the bathroom, see where you're going. The noises got a little bit louder and a little bit louder. And eventually, I thought, you know, maybe somebody is in here. You know, I'm going to go check. So as I'm laying in bed and I'm getting ready to get up and go look, I glance over at the door. And you know how apartments have really cheap doors that have about 1 inch or 2 inch cut off from the bottom so you can see underneath the door into the hallways. Well, I glanced over, and as the noises had stopped, as I was about to get up, I look over at the door, and I can see what looked like 2 very large feet standing in front of my door. So at this point, I'm freaking out. I wake her up. I grab my gun. And I'm like, somebody's broken in or something, you know, paranormal is going on here. And I walk to the door with the gun. I swing it open. Nobody's there. Check my roommate's room. I knew he wasn't there, and he wasn't. All the doors were locked. And that's when I knew that something was going on with that Ouija board being in there. So the very next day, I take the Ouija board in the box, take it out to the dumpster, dump it. And knock on wood, it didn't show back up or anything like that. And we only had about a month left on our lease. And we stayed until it was up. Didn't have any other issues once I got rid of the board. But definitely one of the more terrifying Ouija board stories that I've got that has ever happened to me. Love the show, guys. Keep it up. And have a good one. Talk to you later.
Thank you for sharing that one with us. Your thoughts on that?
I think that was a terrifying Ouija board story.
Yeah.
Because, like, they don't think anything happened mm-hmm. when they're actually messing around with the Ouija board. And then weird shit starts happening in the apartment, like really strange stuff. Like hearing the refrigerator open, that's a very distinct sound.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing the cupboard doors open and closing, and that stuff has not happened before. And then you get rid of it, and then it happens multiple nights.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody outside your door, you see the feet. You've had it, you get rid of the Ouija board, and it all stops. It seems all connected.
Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does.
Kind of? Yeah. A little
kinda
bit? Does.
I don't really know any other way around that one other than, yeah.
You were thinking of other options. Your head was like...
I was. My wheels were turning. And
I got nothing.
I don't. No. Cause, effect, seems...
And listening to him tell the story, too, like, it just seems super... I'm 100% behind that guy. Mm-hmm. I believe that 100%.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. A couple episodes ago, we had a Bloody Mary story where they're trying to do the whole Bloody Mary thing. Nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And then all these weird things start happening later. And that's kind of reminds me of that story. Like, nothing really happened when he's messing with the Ouija board, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really know what you're inviting in.
Unless, of course, you get the kit from the store, the Bloody Mary kit.
Or the Ouija board kit.
The Ouija board kit.
Make sure, you know, you invite some of these people in. Don't invite these people in.
Yeah. You just got to watch with who you're inviting in. I'm going to show it one more time. This is the Bloody Mary kit.
You might I love this so much.
You might remember this from childhood. This was on Saturday morning cartoons, I believe. You know, be like, after these messages, we'll be right back.
This is so, so lame.
Tired of the same old party games that just sit there? Introducing the all-new Bloody Mary Complete Demon Party Kit. The only game that lets you and your friends truly conjure real demons right in your own home.
Bloody Mary! Bloody Mary!
We did it!
Your brand new demon pals help with chores.
Now she can't ground us anymore!
Homework!
Fluffy's even better now!
And those people who just won't leave you alone. It's hours of demonic fun the whole family will never forget. It's the most fun you can have without adult supervision. A Bloody Mary Complete Demon Party Kit. Available now at toy stores everywhere and the Void Between Dimensions. Tell your parents you need it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that makes me laugh so hard because there's things I saw in it the second time I did not see the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at the end where they go, best gift ever or whatever. Yeah. The demon is on the coffee table with levitating. The lamp in his hand. He's like, hey. He's
levitating. Yeah, it's a big party. It's a big, big, fun party for everybody.
Oh
I think
God,
it's,
that's hysterical.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great product, and I'm glad they're supporting the program. coming up, we're going to take a look at the dangers of using the new social media that connects you with the dead. We have a very dramatic piece we're going to take a look at. But first, we're going to get another ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Okay, so... this happened when I lived in California. I live in Tennessee now, but I grew up in a small town called Woodland. Outside of Woodland, about 4 or 5 miles, there was this cemetery that my dad said he used to go to when he was young, heard babies crying at night from the baby area of the cemetery. Thought it was weird, but we went... for my buddy's 21st birthday, we went out fishing, and on the way back, he said, "Hey, I want to go by the cemetery that you were talking about." So, me and my dad, him and my stepbrother go to the cemetery, and my dad says, "Y'all can have fun. I'm gonna stay in here, keep the truck running. Y'all just go out, do your thing." We're looking around, we're looking at all the old tombstones, thinking, "Wow, this is cool." And then my brother points and laughs at a tombstone. It says Hershey on it. He thinks it's funny because, you know, Hershey candy bars, whatever. It says Hershey on it. So he starts laughing. I was like, dude, you know, we had people named Hershey living with them, blah, blah, blah. We go out and we're walking out a little more, and it just got eerie. It got cold. It got quiet. Just unsettling. Me and my buddy were walking together. My brother was off doing something else, and we sat there for a second, and it was just eerie. Then out of nowhere, we heard this noise. I don't know how to describe this noise. It was like a noise. It was weird. I never heard it before in my life. Never, ever before in my life. We stood there for a second, and we listened to it, and then it kept getting louder and louder and louder until finally it felt like it was just about screaming at us, all around us, surrounding us. So I looked at him and I was like, dude, I'm not okay with this, man. We got to get out of here. He's standing perfectly still, like terrified, petrified. He runs, just takes off running. I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm not staying here. I take off running. My brother... he goes, what's going on? I was like, dude, let's go. We need to get the hell out of here now. He starts running. I run, and I had one of those little clamp-on headlights that you put on your hat, and it fell off. So I stopped, and I looked back, and I went to grab it. And when I did, there was just this shadow that moved up behind me and grabbed it, ran in there, pushed my brother inside, jumped in the back of the truck. My buddy jumped in the front seat and we were gone. But I don't know what was going on, but for the next 2 weeks, I had nightmares of a cross, an upside down cross being burnt into my skin. And then I told somebody about it. After I told somebody about it, they stopped. But I don't understand why it gave me nightmares like that, what was going on with it, but I can't tell you that it scared the living crap out of me. Anyways, this show's awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for sharing that.
I kind of get why he had bad dreams. He was terrified. Yeah. It was like a kind of PTSD sort of. You know, I think when you go through something that's scary and traumatic like that, it does show back up in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he say that his dad took them to the cemetery and he sat in the truck? He's like, okay, go do your thing, kids. After he'd had an experience in the cemetery.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting. And then they go and they have experiences there.
Didn't kill me, won't kill you. You know?
I'm going to sit in here and look at Facebook while you kids go out there.
Yeah.
With the demonic stuff.
Oh. Creepy story. Thank you for sharing that with us. There's been an uptick in people trying to communicate with deceased loved ones through new social media apps that connect directly with the other side. You've probably heard about it. Your kids are probably using it, and you probably have no idea right now that they're communicating with the deceased or possibly demons. This is a story that's affecting homes nationwide. It's affecting families across the country. It's an epidemic, a silent one, that may be coming to a backyard near you. Maura Keith has the story.
They only wanted one more conversation. The familiar voice of Aunt Matilda, the bad puns, the soft advice, the feeling that someone who loved them was still reachable. So the Harlan family of suburban Ohio downloaded an app called Spirit Link. The platform promised that the dead were only a message away. Users uploaded photographs, old voice notes, favorite phrases. What answered them wore Matilda's name for months. What answered moved into the house, into their conversations, and finally into their bodies. By the time the messages stopped pretending, the family had already begun to come apart from the inside. Spirit Link promised a gentle thing. Grief does not have to mean goodbye. For Diane Harlan, it began innocently. Cookie recipes, the same terrible jokes her aunt used to tell. She believed she had her aunt back. She did not understand what she was feeding.
She used to tell the worst jokes. When they started coming through the phone, I thought I had her back. I didn't understand what I was feeding.
The first recipe asked for soil from where the small ones rest, and a single drop of the child's blood so the love would bind. The message read, "The love has to cost something, sweetheart. The soil remembers." Diane followed it exactly. That night, 11-year-old Tyler was found under the old maple, on his knees, fingernails bloody, soil packed in his mouth, the family cat's collar nailed high on the trunk. He rocked and whispered that the mouth was still hungry. The marriage advice came next. A young man who worked with his hands had to be brought into the marital bed so the spirit could cut the blockage from the inside. Mark walked in on the staged scene. The violence left its marks on both of them. Still, Diane insisted the spirit was only protecting the children. 16-year-old Sophie got her own ritual. Burn every gift her boyfriend ever gave her and speak aloud the names of the Midnight Correspondence victims, names she had no reason to know. Then she began sleepwalking toward old, unsolved crime scenes. Mark was told the family's secrets slept beneath the garage floor. For nights, he jackhammered a crater into the concrete and unearthed a sealed tin. Polaroids from the 80s. Children's faces scratched out, a note in an uncaught killer's hand. "You're almost home. Dig deeper." Sores opened on his hands. He began sleeping in the crater, whispering to the dirt. Then the messages stopped pretending. One morning, every mirror was smeared with lipstick and the family's own blood. Cheerful puns beside numbered instructions for staging accidents. The furniture had arranged itself into a pentagram, the photo album torn open at its center. Tyler sat in the middle of it at breakfast, smiling with wrong eyes, speaking in two voices, one telling knock-knock jokes about graves, the other listing the order the family could be released without anyone noticing. The word "open" was carved into the kitchen table by a hand no one saw. The dog left and did not come back.
We thought we were talking to family. We were letting it learn the shape of the house and the shape of us.
A chaotic imp that feeds on the ruin of a household and the spirit of a serial killer never caught. Together, they had worn a beloved woman's face for months, mapping the family's weaknesses, collecting their blood, teaching them to open the door wider. By the time the Harlins deleted the app, something was already living in the walls and in them. The Harlins thought they were reaching across a gentle gap. Instead, they tore a hole. The app is gone. The phone is quiet. And yet, one last message arrived after they deleted everything. We're already inside the walls. We're already inside the soft places. Deleting the app only closes the light, not the door. Some doors, once opened through a screen, do not close. On Spirit Link, the dead can hear you. The living may never stop hearing what answered back.
That's a lesson we all need to live by.
Well, and the thing is that, I was expecting something comical. That was super dark. It was not what I expected. And as it went on, I'm like, is this far in the future? This would be happening. Because it all hides itself like it's Aunt Matilda.
Yeah.
Just sharing recipes. Whoopsie, I need a drop of blood and some dirt.
Spirit Link clearly has...
I was not ready for that.
I don't think I was ready for that either. It was the first time I saw it. I'm like, holy shit. Wow. There you go.
And if you're listening, you really need to see it.
Yeah, you want to watch that full little segment there with everybody in it. And you got to check it out on YouTube. Real Ghost Stories Online. Find us, press subscribe. It's, yeah.
That was dark. That doesn't usually come from you, that sort of dark stuff.
No, I should have looked more at the scripting, honestly. I was just trying to get these out and ready to go before we went on the air. I probably would have made it a little funnier, but I thought I
liked it.
I was laughing a bit in the back, you know.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's just so fascinating that you can just create stuff like that these days.
Yeah, I mean, that took a while.
When you can create that, couldn't you create Spirit Link?
You would think. I'm working on one right now that's in production at this moment in time. And it's a news report from McDonald's in 1987, when they once had the Ouija themed Playland and how it went horribly wrong. That's coming up on a future episode of the program. We'll probably have that next week when Todd's back because it's working. It's getting close to being done. I'm excited, but we're not going to have it ready till next week. So that's coming up. Just sure. Go check us out on YouTube. You can watch us during the show and see all this crazy shit that we continue to come up with. And I'll keep coming up with more crazy shit every week because it's what I do. It's fun. I have these random ideas. I'm like, oh, that would make a great video. I've got to do more of it. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out. Apple Podcasts, Patreon, and check out Real Ghost Stories Online to get the ad-free stuff. Check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, leave us your ghost story in the comment section. Tell us what you think of the ghost stories in the comment section. We do appreciate that. Until next time, for Carol, I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.